there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Well, what can I say about my passenger this week on Life's a Beach? Starting in the British alternative comedy movement in the mid-80s, she's enjoyed a 40-year career cementing herself as a national treasure. She's a writer, actress, presenter and comedy legend. She's embarking on a live book tour of the BBC show Between the Covers with Stephen Mangan, starting on June the 1st at the Richmond Theatre, and is hosting a series of interviews about TV on Boom Radio called Open the Box. Grab your oxygen masks and hold on to your passport. It's Jo Brand. This is the final boarding call for Jo Brand. This is the final boarding call for Jo Brand. Jo Brand. Jo Brand. Jo Brand. Jo Brand. Please don't miss your flight today, Jo Brand. Thank you. Oh my God, look who we've got on board. Comedy legend Jo Brand. Hello, love.
Hello, Anne and Carr.
Oh, hello. Thanks for flying Alan Air, because I know there's other airlines.
Yeah, and I hate flying as well.
You're joking me.
I don't really like it.
Have you ever had a bad situation?
Oh, loads, but mainly of my own making. I went on a course, How Not to Be Scared of Flying.
Really? It was that bad?
Oh, it was that bad, yeah. And it did actually make me quite a lot better. But in the past, I have been slapped by a stewardess for being slightly histrionic.
Really?
When there was really bad turbulence. It was a bit like airplane.
They weren't all waiting up to slap you, were they?
It felt like it.
Have you ever been in turbulence or anything like that? Because I always get worried about that Rod Stewart story when a duck flew into the engine. I mean,
absolutely.
What's the chances of that?
Or the captain's pissed. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. You just don't know what sort of day they're having, do you?
No, you don't. And there was one pilot, didn't he have 8 Jägermeisters before he got in?
Oh, dear, yes.
I mean, I like a drink. I could never have Jägermeisters.
You wouldn't want to know that. No, I've had lots of Jägermeisters because I have German relatives, so they have that for breakfast.
Oh, it's vile. I'm so hungover on Jägermeisters. I emptied the washing machine, and as I bent down to take the clean clothes out, I vomited all over them and had to put them back in.
But that's quite good because it's very handy to just basically turn it on again.
Yeah. I'm glad I was sick there. Where did you go on holiday as a child?
I mean, I'm elder. How old are you, by the way? You're not allowed to say. I'll say how old I am.
No, I'm 47, love.
Are you?
Everyone thinks I look older.
You lucky bastard. Well, I'm 66. So holidays in our day, unless you were related to royalty, were kind of pretty near within a car's distance.
Oh,
so
okay.
We went to the Isle of Wight. We went to the Lake District. We went to France was the furthest we went.
Oh, was it amazing when you went to France? Going abroad?
Well, my dad was quite grumpy, so no, not really. It was just like any other place we went, except in a tent.
Yeah. Oh. I want
this podcast to be quite aspirational.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Well, the thing is, I would imagine you have quite a lot of young people listening to your podcast.
I don't.
Do you not? Do you have the elderly?
Elderly, infirm, deranged.
Well, then this is good for them.
Yeah, they're going to love you.
I've been elderly, infirm and deranged since I was about 5. So, yes. No, I'm not an aspirational traveller, I have to say.
I know, I mean, you're banging on about your age and stuff like that, but do you find, like, your holidays now, what does that affect your holidays? I mean, you're not going to go to Magaluf and Double Drop, are you?
Yeah, it's quite hard to get tenner lady. In Malaysia or somewhere. Yeah, I think it really does, actually. Yeah. And I think it kind of always did, because I know this is meant to be aspirational.
It's not. It's not.
I don't really like holidays per se.
Oh, God.
No, I don't. What I like is being with the people that I'm with on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for example, one thing we used to do every year, like 35 of us would rent a massive place in Devon and we'd all go together and we'd all eat together and there'd be a rota and people would cook and people would drink hugely. And it was from my kids' age of about, I don't know, 3 and 5, all the way up to a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that does sound, that actually sounds quite
lovely.
Nice.
It was lovely. Yeah.
Devon's gorgeous as well, isn't it?
But are you a sort of liar down on the beach?
I can't keep still. I have to just have a wander around and everything. But you know what? My mum and dad, they're getting older. Insurance, what a bastard. I mean, that hardly gets you in the holiday mood, is it? We're not going to insure you because you might die.
Yes, that's true.
Horrible, isn't it?
That's
one-way ticket. I know.
Yeah, exactly. One-way ticket. Check the local cemeteries. Yeah, absolutely. I know.
It's so rude, isn't it? So, listen. Have you ever had a holiday romance? Is there a waiter in Greece? Is there like a goat herder in Morocco looking out over the mountains? When will Joe come back?
Well, funnily enough, you've mentioned Greece there. I had a sort of thwarted holiday romance there.
Oh, okay.
I met this lovely guy in a bar. We were on Kos, you know, the lettuce island.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they had some horrendous disease there many years ago, but it was E. coli or something. I can't remember. It wasn't that year anyway. Anyway, we got on really well. We just sat on the beach. The weather was amazing. We stayed up like really late. And then it was like a reverse Cinderella. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, he kind of looked at his watch and went, oh, my God, I've got to go. I'll be in touch. And basically just disappeared, right? So I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. And he was sort of shouting over his shoulder, I'll see you in the same bar tomorrow. So anyway, off I trotted like the very, very hopeful person I've always been. Didn't turn up the next night. I thought, right, third time lucky, I'm going to go. And then if he's not there, I'm not going to go. Yeah. Anyway. In there, and this young guy comes up to me and he says, oh, I've come on behalf of whatever his name was. I can't even remember
Stavros.
Now. Stavros. Yeah, Stavros will do. And he said, I've got a letter for you, right? So I'm like, oh, intrigued. Mm-hmm. Anyway, turns out he was in the army. He was doing national service. He should have been back by midnight. And because he wasn't back by midnight, he was put in prison for 2 weeks. So I never saw him again.
That is such a romantic story. Why haven't Netflix made that into a drama? With what's it called?
Because I've demanded it stars me.
Take that, Sarah Lancashire. That could be a plot of a film. I love it. It's got drama, romance,
heartbreak, prison. Hope.
Prison.
The military.
Yeah.
Well, Saran Jones could do it, maybe.
Yeah. Where do you like to go on holiday? It doesn't have to be abroad. Is there any in the UK that when you go there, you go, I'm home? Or is there nowhere like that for you?
I love England, Wales, yep. Scotland. Mm. I've missed out Ireland. I love Ireland as well. I actually liked, in the past tense, swimming in the sea. And I'm not so much so keen on it these days because it's more like swimming in,
that's the Tories have put all sewage. There's sewage in there.
There is a lot of sewage in there. And it's not just like it
Isn't
feels sewagey. It just, you can actually see bits floating past. And I remember in the old days, a friend of mine, her daughter was two, and she did a poo in the sea. And one of the best things I've ever seen is her trying to catch it with a doggy bag. So, but that was a one-off, you know. Yeah. But now, when the sea looks brown, there's surely a rule. And I just don't fancy it anymore. No. And I used to absolutely love it. So, and I like kind of...
Do you know what? The only ever time I've gone, is it freshwater? No, it's not freshwater, but is it wild water? I did an Agatha Christie documentary and she loved it. So I went out like that and then I had to wear... Have you ever seen me in a wetsuit?
No, but I bet it's a real turn on.
Yeah, I look like a Teletubby at a funeral. And
I'd look like your fat grandma, Teletubby. Don't worry. I've worn a wetsuit and they're not flattering, let's say.
And I was hungover filming it and I was like, oh, this is going to be the worst. Because, you know, when you do documentaries, Agatha Christie was a keen, you know, wild waterer. So I decided to try. No, what she no, did it. Let her do it. Why should I do it? That's why I never got work. I said, why am I going in here again?
You'd have preferred the sort of Agatha Christie, like, sitting down.
Yes, having a cream tea.
Exactly.
Watching someone get murdered.
Exactly. That's more up my street, too. Yeah. Yeah, so I do, despite appearances, actually quite like walking as well.
No.
And so, like, I've done big walks. We had another group of people. We used to go to the Lake District every year. Mm. And then I did... Striding Edge, which is, have you seen that before?
No.
It's basically virtually a mountain and it's got a tiny narrow little path right along the, and you have to just keep on the path and people fall off it all the time. And it's, and I can't think now how I did it, but I loved it at the time.
Is it quite windy up there?
Thankfully, not on the day we were there.
No, but, that sounds terrifying.
And I did Snowdon with my dad as well when I was about 8. And this is so typical of my dad. It put me off him even more at the time. It was a hot day and I said, and he said, right, you and I are going to climb it together. And I said, well, have you got water and stuff like that, any food? And he said, oh no, the cafe will be open at the top. Hey, guess what? We got to the top absolutely like burning up, you know, tongue stuck to the roof of your mouth. Cafe closed. So, yeah, I was so angry with him, yeah.
Yet again, another Netflix drama.
Well, and the other drama was we went up the easy side because I was 8 and someone fell off the day that we were walking up and we heard them.
Oh, no.
I know, it was really awful.
Awful.
I know, it was really awful. So, such an odd day that was.
Yeah.
Never again to be repeated,
no,
as you can imagine.
No, not. No.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What's been your most decadent holiday? When have you gone through, like, to a hotel and gone, oh, Joe...
When I worked as a prostitute in Warsaw. No, I should say sex worker these days, but I
don't think anyone believed it. Make your mind up, Joe. Was you a prostitute or a sex worker?
A friend who went to Amsterdam and he was broke, right? And he saw an ad saying, live sex show, we pay dollars or whatever it was. And he thought, right, I'm having a bit of that, because he was really skinned.
Yeah.
So he went along, he said, I've come for, you know, to do the live sex show. And they went, you can't do it on your own. You have to bring a female partner. He'd just come along in hope that
they'd just have sex.
And this is the lovely Sylvia, and you're going to do it with her. So... I think for decadence...
Give us your bank details as well and we'll put the money straight in.
Exactly. I think, like, I'm not particularly a decadent person personally, but I think the most decadent person I've... Decadent person, definite place I've ever been is Rome, probably.
Yeah.
Because
of
its history. And also because it's got a very decadent attitude towards its own history. Because have you been to Rome?
Yeah, I love Rome.
I love absolutely Rome. It's my favourite place. Yeah.
Do you like Florence? You've been there?
I haven't been to Florence.
You haven't been? Oh, no. My God. You'll love that even more than Rome.
All right, I'll go there. I don't think I will, because I think Rome's like a weird combination of slightly scuzzy. And yeah. So they haven't gone, here's a lovely bit of history, we'll keep it clean and fence it off. They've gone, there you go, look at it and fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you go round a corner, you're like, oh my God, they're next to an NCP car park, there'll be this amazing statue.
Absolutely, yeah. It is incredible. Mm. And also, it's all very kind of packed into quite a small space.
Yeah.
Because I don't like a 3-mile walk on a hot day from one sort of wonderful thing to another. And there's lots of kind of references to films and that sort of thing, Roman Holiday, and you can go and look at them all. And I'm probably not allowed to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Does it involve a sex worker?
It involves a sex act.
Oh, go,
not me.
Love it.
But I was in this museum in Rome, and basically it's the busts of the Roman emperors in chronological order all the way around the room. And someone I was with was doing something, and I had 10 minutes. So I thought, I'll just go and have a look. So there's no one in there apart from me and a security guard. So I'm walking around like, oh, there's Augustus, there's Nero, blah, blah, blah. I notice like a bit of movement out of the corner of my eye, and the security guard's having a wank. Sorry. This sort of thing follows me around. I mean,
was you wearing? Was it something seductive?
No, it was literally a sort of sack. You know,
was he wanking over you or the Roman?
Who? No, I doubt it. Well, given the choice. I'm not asking you, because you're going to go for the Roman Empress.
I love a sandal and a toga.
No, but you know, so, and Rome, like the men in Rome are just so...
They're delicious.
Kind of, they're Woof. Delicious, but they're very full on as well. Mm. And I went when I was a lot younger, so I didn't look like a sort of elderly has-been. I looked all right. And what they do is they just try everyone that walks past them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of mild...
I went there with my mum. Is this your sister?
And it does get tiring. And an Italian friend of mine said they just do that because they figure if they ask everyone, eventually someone's going to say yes. So, you know, ever hopeful.
No, but what I like about it is in Rome, in the night time, evening, when the nana's out, the nonna's out with the grandkids. And it's really funny
the
that
families,
if this was in England,
yes.
there'd be someone pissing in that fountain.
Absolutely.
There would be someone, you know,
no, you're so right. I love the family aspect.
Yes, yeah. And you feel safe because everyone's out.
And all the British families are there barely speaking to each other. It's a lovely contrast. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we start our descent into Rome, if you'd like to look out to your left, you will see the Colosseum. If you look out to the right, you will see a security guard masturbating. Put it away. No one wants to see that.
Have you ever holidayed with someone famous, or has there been someone famous in your hotel or on your flight or at your resort?
Very briefly, Shane McGowan was on a flight I was on.
Oh, right.
I'd already met him on Friday Night Live when I first did that because him and the Pogues were in the dressing room next to me and they obviously had a massive fight because they were all drunk. And so I kind of knew him. And we were going to Stavanger in Norway, not together. And when we got there, there was a trestle table and a bloke with a hat on. That was their customs. And the only person that had been stopped who had his suitcase open.
Oh, no, was it him?
We all got through and they stopped. I felt so
to see
sorry.
What they found in
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And was he a nice bloke?
He's lovely. Yeah. He's lovely.
Oh, my God. Guess what happened last night?
What? You dreamt about Shane McGowan.
No, but you know who's in? Oh, my God. So, okay, this is really
Johnny Depp.
Thing. Yes, I'm at the Groucho. The man says, go up to the smoking room. And I don't smoke. I went, what? So I went up there. It's the tiniest smoking room ever. Johnny Depp's in there smoking.
Wow.
I come through the door. I don't even smoke. And then I was half, like, rolling up a receipt.
Did you talk to him?
I don't know if he knows me. I mean,
bet he does, but it's difficult, isn't it?
He was so small, I was like that.
Yeah.
boots.
How weird.
I know.
Yeah, I go also when we were like younger comics, we used to go away for New Year. So if these count as celebrities, Bill Bailey, Alan Davis, Mark Lamar, I think were the main people. And we had a right laugh.
Yeah. I think I'm getting the vibe from everything you're saying. It's the people you go with, isn't it, that makes the holiday.
It is, really. Mm. It is, really. And, I always used to do a lot of holidays with friends of all different, like, used to go on canal boat holidays with all my, like, female friends from university. And it was just brilliant. Mm. I didn't really care where we were or what we were doing. Yeah. It was just,
half the time you're pissed anyway.
Well, exactly. What about you? Are you a sort of almost see the pyramids of...
No, I do like to do a bit of that, but I think as I get older, I realise that it is like
sometimes just getting to the toilet.
Yes, you know, and as long as you've got a walk-in bath, I'm fine. And a rail next to the toilet, I'd rather see
worse.
That than the pyramids.
Yes, well, exactly, and it only gets worse. Believe me.
Don't say that. Don't. Where's the worst place you've been? And we're not shaming countries and towns, but is there anything that's been a bit disappointed? We've had people, like, I always use this example. Amanda went to Corsica. I always get the wrong name. Corsica. And she was in a mini tornado. And she went, oh, sod this. So she came back again. I'm going to give it a second chance. Fell off a jet ski and broke a leg. So she's like, right, I've had it with you now, Corsica. So we're not slagging off Corsica. But is there anywhere you've gone that's a bit, this is a bit disappointing?
Malta was a bit disappointing.
Oh, no hesitation there.
No. Well, the two most disappointing, one was Malta, and the other was, I did a voluntary holiday up in Cheshire, actually, looking after people with learning disability. And we stayed in this amazing stately home, and I got kind of stalked and then attacked by one of the other volunteers. So that sort of ruined the experience for me a bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was grim.
Wasn't that wanking security guard, was it?
No, similar look, I have to say.
You don't half attract them.
I do. I'm so lucky. But,
so what was wrong with Malta?
Well, it was really, really windy.
Oh, right.
So sort of if you lay on the beach, you became a sandcastle in about 20 minutes. So there was that I didn't like. I found, again, a lot of the Maltese men weren't exactly shy,
shall we
say. We had a couple of guys trying to get us into their car and stuff like that. And also, I love Germans. I'm related to Germans, but there were some German tourists in the hotel. Blokes, they were probably in their 20s. And I actually speak a bit of German. So when I went past them, I heard them say something horrible about me. Okay. And I understood it. It was basically, to translate, something like, "There goes the sad, fat English girl again."
Oh, my God.
So I know swearing in German, which is obviously the first thing I learnt from from my brother's wife. And so I had a good swear back at them. They were a bit taken aback.
Good.
Yes, it was good.
Yeah.
But then it finished off by me going down to the pool the next morning. I had to walk past them. So I did my best kind of haughty like that. Sat down on my deck chair and went through it. Ended up in that kind of slapstick position, being in a deck chair with your bum on the concrete and your legs sticking up in the air, unable to move. Anyway, can I say, I really hope they enjoyed it. They certainly seemed to. So that was all a bit grim, that holiday. Yeah.
I mean, I spent two summers, I do a show called The Italian Job with Amanda.
Oh, I've seen that.
The only word I learned was penne, which is penis. I mean, what's wrong with it? I was there a long time.
Penne was pasta.
Well, it's called penne because it looks like a tiny penis.
Is that absolutely right?
I probably made it up. But it is penne.
But that, see...
So when you're asking for, when you go into a, was it cafe, what's it called?
Nero.
Bella Pasta or whatever. You're asking, can I have penis?
Well, it's your car.
Again, Mr. Carr.
But it's all for... No, exactly. I think you had penis several times yesterday, Mr. Carr. But anyway, we're always happy to serve.
You must be full up with penis.
Happy to serve you. But I suppose, like, Italian comes from Latin, doesn't it?
Yes.
And all their words are weird. Like placenta, do you know what that means?
No.
Cake.
No way.
It does. It does. Yeah.
Because I like, you know, hysterectomy, hysteria, isn't it? That's woman. Oh, yes, it's your womb.
Wandering around your body because it's lonely or something. I know there's loads of them. It's, it's quite entertaining, I think. That's how to get women to eat their placenta anyway after they've given birth. Chance it a bit of cake.
And also, this is me getting into words, but you know sophomore, when you have a sophomore year?
Yeah.
Clever moron. It's weird, isn't it? That's what it translates to.
Does it?
Yeah. Because sophomore is moron. But I never know what's happening in my sophomore year. You go, what does that mean? I looked it up. Clever moron.
I still don't know what a sophomore
no,
is.
No, I don't. Do but I was just intrigued. But it means clever moron. Anyway, it was turned into a dictionary corner, isn't it? On Countdown. Today, the word's flaps.
Guten Tag, Herr und Damen. Vergleichen Sie es mit den Handwutsch. That's cross-check to manual, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not being rude. Thank you very much.
Do you complain? I mean, you do have a kind of, your persona is...
A complainer.
Misery.
Moaner. Moaner,
that's it. Do you moan, and what makes you moan when you go into a hotel or...
No, I don't, but and I never did really. But the reason I don't moan anymore is because however nice you are, if you're complaining, if people have seen you on something, they just start reporting back to everyone they then meet saying, what a cow she was.
Yeah, yeah.
When you've gone up and said, oh, look, I'm really, really sorry, but there was like a dog shit in the middle of my pillow. And they're like, oh, for God's sake. And then she moaned about that.
Do you know what I did? My foyer, Joe Brand, moaning about dog shit.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't say anything. You can be nice to 99 people. That one person you complain, oh, he's nice on the telly.
Exactly.
Basically get shit. So you do get crap service, I find.
Yeah, you do. You do. And also, I think... They haven't got the greatest job. So unless they've done something awful, like stab your companion, I can put up with the sheets having a bit of custard on them. Sorry, I didn't mean it in that way.
Man custard.
please don't. What's Latin for that?
There's man custard on the blanket. How adventurous are you on holiday food-wise? Will you go off-piste? Will you maybe have a cricket or a tarantula? Because we had the Libertines on here, Pete Doherty. And I've heard a lot. We had Damon Albarn on here, and he had monkey brain soup, which that made me gag.
Did he like it?
He had a shark, dead shark, that you urinate on, you bury, and then you eat it when you dig it up. It's a Viking custom.
Sounds like a great party.
So imagine what you do in Devon with all your friends in the big house. Exactly. I mean, so that meant, and then we had Pete Doherty, and he had battered tarantula. Do you ever go that far?
Never. No.
Okay, moving on.
No, I don't. Well, I just don't. I don't, because
what's the most extreme you'll have? Would you have a cricket or frog's legs, snails? Testicles, testicles.
What's testicles?
Sweetmeats, bread.
Oh, sweetbreads. I've had snails.
Do you like them?
Well, I did, but only because they were smothered in so much garlic and salt. Yeah. It could really have been anything, you know.
Yeah,
and if you don't think about what it actually is, you don't care. In fact, I really liked it. But
Well, it's that they smother it, like you said, with the garlic and stuff.
But that's probably as far as I go. Because I think, I think people that are adventurous when they go for a meal are a bit stupid, really. Because if you're hungry and you don't like what you've ordered because you've done it for an adventure, what do you do then?
Yeah.
So I always like to order something I know I'm going to like. I know that's boring, but I mean, at least, if it was like a pudding and I wasn't that hungry, and it was, I've had a weird pudding once in a restaurant in Soho, actually, and it was basically kidney beans and sweet corn.
Oh, no.
With crushed ice.
Oh, that's not a dessert.
That was meant to be pudding.
That's not a pudding. But you know, it's weird you say about people being adventurous, because I've never really understood that. You know, you go to these fancy places and it's Thai green curry ice cream, and you get it, you eat the ice cream, you go, oh, it tastes like Thai green curry, and you're like,
so what?
So what?
Yeah.
Just have a Thai green curry.
Same as posh restaurants, isn't it? If they've got a Michelin star or two, have you ever had Earl Grey ice cream?
No.
Don't bother. That was a mistake I made.
I don't even like Earl Grey. I feel like it's like no one's washed the cup out properly.
Well, I think if you somehow gave birth to a child, you would like Earl Grey, because once I'd had my kids, I couldn't drink builder's tea anymore.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. Yeah, so I had to swap to Earl Grey. And I know what you
mean. Do you have a bit of your placenta cake with it?
Do you know what? I didn't go down that route. Weirdly. No, I wasn't one of those.
Is it full of nutrients, placenta?
237 calories, the average placenta, I've looked it up. It's meant to be,
that's
yeah.
Like four Pringles, isn't it?
Is it?
So that's how I work things out, yes. Via the Pringle method.
It's not good to look calories up, is it?
No.
Because if you get a croissant from one of these sort of, you know, slightly upmarket places,
yeah.
It's 14,000 calories or something. It's just...
You look
terrifying.
At the side and go, God, no wonder I'm fat.
Exactly.
Where do you want to be? You're 100, you've got all your faculties.
You know that's not going to happen, don't you?
Let's try and be hopeful
all right,
and
let's
positive.
Let's be positive, yes.
You're 100, you're there, you've got your blanket over your knee. Where do you want to be in the world?
On top of Everest. Because I want to watch the people taking me up there and enjoy that. And I'll pick a crew who I know it will really massively piss off. And then we'll see what happens. Yeah. Did you see that documentary where Brian Blessed tried to climb Everest?
No, no.
God bless him. It was... Yeah, it was so fascinating. Yeah. He didn't make it because of the, the whole...
Altitude.
Yes, yeah. And not enough oxygen.
But wouldn't you, with his loud voice, worry about an avalanche?
Brian Blessed!
Exactly, yeah. And then they could just put me on a sledge and give me a push, because I wouldn't care if I was 100.
Oh, you'd just be pleased just to...
Just to sort of descend and see what happens on the way down.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, we're about to start our descent, so we've just got time for a very, very quick... what's it called? Quick...
Do you know what? You're not supposed to be like this yet, because you haven't and you never will have the menopause. And secondly, you're not old enough.
Well, I just messed up. I know I said we've got time for the quick fire round. What's it called? The quick fire round. It's worrying, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Do you believe in the male menopause?
No, of course I fucking don't.
All right.
Pardon my French. No, it's just men trying to muscle in, isn't it? And go... Oh, you know, I had a feeling I want to play golf a bit more often. Oh, it must be the male menopause. No.
I don't think I'm going for the male menopause.
Isn't it called the andropause?
Oh, please.
Because of androgynous...
Do you know what the Latin for that is? No, I don't.
No. It's something rude, though.
Well, thank you, Doctor, for making me feel at ease with my differing. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Mile High or I'm Too Shy? Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No, not because I'm too shy, not because there was never a... I've been in the toilets and smoked a fag and that was more fun.
You meant to do it down the pan, aren't you?
We did. Me and Jerry Sadovitz, weirdly. But we weren't mile highly. See, I can't talk at all now. That's where you're going to
That's you mocking me.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it isn't.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go to Portugal or on holiday with me?
Oh, God, definitely with you.
Well, thanks, darling. Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike? Would you rather sit and watch the telly or go for a walk?
Sit and watch the telly.
And topless or hot mess? Do you go topless?
Oh, ha, ha, what do you think?
I ask everyone these. Okay, and then last
if
but not...
If I wanted to frighten someone, I should have done that in Rome, but I didn't. Yeah, no, the other one, hot mess, whatever that is.
And then last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip 'em or do you think, fuck you, I'll never see you again?
No, I always tip them.
You've got to, haven't you?
I have, because again, it's the sort of position you're in. If you don't tip someone and they know that you make probably a lot more money than they do...
Yeah.
Like they're absolutely entitled to feel resentful. So yes, I do.
That's very kind. You're a very kind soul, Joe, so I knew you'd
no,
say
I'm
yes.
No, I'm not, Alan.
You're right. Thank you if you'd like to go and pick your emotional baggage from the carousel. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Oh, thanks, Joe, you legend. And don't forget, you can check out Joe's live book tour, Between the Covers, which is going all over the UK this June, and check out her Boom Radio interview series, Open the Box. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, we have another comedy legend, Harry Hill. You do not want to miss that. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget, that's a beat.